Welcome to Spirit Driven with Senior Pastor David Wilson of Hope Chapel Westside, located in Eva Beach. At Hope Chapel, we have a heart to reach out and to help provide hope and healing through our relationship with Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Dave Wilson.
I was thinking this morning about people that you look up to, yeah, when you grow up. Maybe heroes of our childhood. And I remember the feeling when I started hearing about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was, I knew, as a clean comedian. You know, I looked at him like as a man of integrity. But then there were started to be some accusations. And then when I read the transcript of him admitting that he had actually drugged underage girls and had his way with them multiple times, it shook me. I thought, wow, this is a guy who we said, oh, that's how you don't have to cuss to be a good comedian. That's a guy. And we would look to him, right, Mr. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable, and their whole family. And you realize, I realize that's acting, but yet when we see those that we look up to and we find out not just that they messed up, okay, not that they made an error in judgment, but that their life was completely duplicitous, that behind the scenes something else was an entirely different person. I could go on about examples of that. I'm sure we don't want to get into names and things like that. But you know that feeling? You're just disappointed, you're discouraged, or you think, wow, man, if they can't hold it together, what hope do I have, right? And this morning we're kind of looking at the idea of honesty, integrity. And a lot of people have different ideas about what it means to be honest. And I kind of want to go over that today. The Bible has some really good guidelines. Before we jump on that, the hate bandwagon, not that we would here, but of judging anybody in particular, why don't we look at the average American? You ever hear, liar, liar, pants on fire? Man, if that was actually manifested real, there'd be a lot of people burning right now. I'm telling you. It'd be interesting to watch. So, I just read this survey. You guys ever take those online surveys? Yeah, they're kind of fun once in a while. So, here's a Reader's Digest survey. Oh, okay, the numbers, never mind the numbers. Wait a minute. Is it in there? Oh, here it is. Okay. 63%, this is about 2,600 people. Okay. 63% called in sick at work when not ill. 18% misstated facts on a resume or a job app. 13% shifted blame to a coworker for something they did. They did it. You thought that stopped when you were kids, right? Doesn't stop. 50% been undercharged by a cashier and not told them. Shame. 70% cheated on their tax return. 12% switched price tags on a product they bought. Hala. 32% lied to their spouse about the cost of a recent purchase. This is true confessions time. 28% lied to their spouse or partner about their relationship with another person. Ooh. And in another survey I read that 50% of people lie on surveys. So there goes that. I mean, there's a lot of malicious people out there. I just want to throw something into the works. So the Bible teaches us that we were born with a sinful nature, right? It is a curse upon mankind because we rebelled against him. When we were made in the image of God, but we decided, nah, God, we don't need you. We can do things our own way. Okay, good. Let's see how that works out. Yeah, that's my version. It's not actually that way in Genesis. But He basically said that, okay, you think you can do better? Do better. But we can't do better. We keep messing up, right? The human race has about 6,000 years of written human history that we're aware of, and we've been at war pretty much all those years. We just can't figure out how to even get along with each other, but we can find out how to blow each other up better, right? So, in this thing of honesty and integrity, it comes out of that simple nature. At some point, we've all lied. Let's face it. How many of you guys are liars? Everybody has lied at some point in their life. Now, you may not practice it. You might not even be aware of it. Some people just lie and they don't even know they're lying. Some people just, they tell stories so much, it just becomes second nature. Ever know anybody like that? You know that everything that comes out of their mouth, when are they lying? When their lips are moving. Because, you know, they would literally tell fish stories. This guy would catch a fish. Friend of Kyle's, remember, he'd catch a fish and then it would just always get bigger. And there was like this little thing. It's, oh, yeah, it was huge. And it's like, next thing you're going to tell me, you put on a cape and you flew. Come on, man. Get it together. So we've all sinned at some point. Now, what do the Proverbs have to say about that? Proverbs 11:1, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. A dishonest man spreads strife, a whisper separates close friends. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Isn't that good? Whoever rebukes a man, that's a rebuke is a correction, will afterward find more favor than he who flatters with the tongue. In other words, you tell somebody the truth, they might get mad at first, but later on, they're going to come back and go, thank you for telling me the truth, right? Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth will be full of gravel. Proverbs 26:18-19 says, like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. So, we can see from these Proverbs that it just, in the long, it doesn't pay to be dishonest. But why do people lie? Why do people lie? Why be dishonest? What is the point? Some people do it for financial gain, right? Some people, the dishonest scales, right? Some people just want to get ahead. Some people are embarrassed by something that happened to them and they don't want to, you know, they want to hide their embarrassment, right? Others, maybe lie to be malicious. Sometimes we lie to protect people. Sometimes we don't want to hurt their feelings, right? So we tell a little lie because we don't want to hurt them. In the long run, though, for the most part, most lies are not going to serve you well. For one, it's really hard to remember all the different stories that you've told, right? It's a lot easier. An honest life is a simple life. It's a lot easier to just tell the truth. And Jesus talked about this. There are some harmless white lies and things like that. We'll get into lying a lot here. And I'll be honest with you. So an honest life is a simple life. Let's look at what Jesus said about this. Matthew 5:34-37 says, but I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is by the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say simply be yes or no. Anything more comes from evil. What in the world is Jesus talking about? Well, the rabbis would have this elaborate system of oaths. It was kind of like legal documents. And you would swear by Jerusalem, or you'd swear by this, or swear by that, right? And so, oh, well, he's really serious, so, you know, you're taking an oath. But we know what oaths are, right? Swear to God, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Like, somebody's going to do that. That sounds painful. I don't think I've ever seen somebody deliberately do that. But when you're taking an oath, you're saying, oh, I swear, right? It's true. I swear it's true. You're making an oath. It's really interesting that they have people in America, we have this tradition, we have people swear on the Bible, even though the Bible says not to swear on it. Don't take an oath. That's just an American tradition. That's all it is. But the Bible's saying, hey, we should have enough integrity that are yet, when we say yes, people go, oh yeah, I can trust that. You know who takes oaths? People that take oaths are people that have something to hide. Oh no, it's true. You can trust me. You really can, right? And so Jesus is saying, hey, live a life in such a way that people don't have to worry about trusting you, that you don't have to take an oath, that when you say yes, people believe you. When you say no, people think, oh yeah, they believe you. And that's called integrity, right? Well, we have all these legal documents, and then we have people that have all kinds of ways of getting around those legal documents. Why? Because in the sinful nature, it says what? Just let to our sinful nature, we're lying liars, right? Just left to our sin. But through God, through the Holy Spirit, he gives us power. He gives us strength to be honest, to be truthful. And so he wants us to be a truthful people, living truthful lives. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it ever okay to lie? I've gotten asked this before. Is it ever okay to lie? Well, I suppose if you're trying to hide Jews from Nazis, yeah, that's probably a good situation. Or if you're Rahab and you're in Jericho and the Israelite spies come to spy out the land because God said, I'm going to give the land over to them. And you're Rahab and you hide the spies and you lie about the spies that you hid. That's probably okay, right? She's honored for that. So sometimes, yeah, it is to save a life. Or if you're planning a surprise birthday party for somebody, that's okay too. But for the most part, lies get us into trouble, don't they? But here's the thing that we got to remember. Honesty is not an excuse to say whatever's on your mind. Some people use honesty to not have a filter. And they basically will say, well, I'm just being honest. And they'll tell people things they don't really need to hear and be hurtful. Oh, I'm just being honest. No, you just don't have a filter, brother. Put one right over here around that hole there. Not everything that's in here needs to come out here. 5-second rule before engaging mouth. Right? Could save you a lot of trouble. Honey, do I look good in this dress? It suits you well. No, I am good. I will. She leaves the house, and I'm thinking. I say, hey, no. And I like that, right? There's situations. Yeah, you got to be honest. If it will help that person, again, you don't want to flatter them unnecessarily. If you will help your friend or your spouse or somebody to overcome something, it's something of a serious nature, something of a character issue. You're going to risk speaking that into their life. But a lot of times, just because it's in our head, I think of the movie, remember the movie Liar, Liar, Jim Carrey? Goofy, silly thing. I'm not endorsing it in any way, so don't come back and say, Pastor Dave, that's a terrible movie. But Jim Carrey plays this lawyer who is divorced, and he doesn't show up at his son's birthday party, so his son blows out the candles on his cake and makes a birthday wish and says, I wish my dad for one day could never tell a lie. And then, of course, in Jim Carrey's style, he gets really crazy. And he's walking down the street and people ask him questions and everything that's in his mind immediately just comes out. And that's not quite what the Bible's talking about, okay? When you are asked, there are certain things that you're not going to tell. Because sometimes You got to keep a confidence, right? When people trust you with information. It's called discretion. You heard that word, discretion. Discretion is basically not saying, it's like knowing what not to say, what doesn't need to be said. This is TMI, too much information, right? Too much information. Or words are many. Sin is not absent. And so we do need to be careful. Honesty, yeah, it just doesn't mean just blast people with your opinions and stuff. No. Often there's a lot of things we just need to keep to ourselves. Amen? So some of these people that, you know, they always pose this. I like those questions because it's like, can God make a rock that he cannot move? Go home. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But seriously, there are some situations where, yeah, you're protecting people. So honesty breaks down barriers to deeper relationships and spiritual growth. Now, see, this is the thing that about church. It is natural, in other words, it is our sin nature to, or our flesh as the Bible describes it, to come into a church or an organization like this Sunday morning, and we have one face. We have church face. Hi. Praise the Lord. And then Monday morning, we have this face. That is the what I call standing in food land at 8 o'clock in the morning waiting for the cashier face. Somewhere in between, we got to figure out to be the same person everywhere, right? So integrity just means that I don't have a different face for church, for work, for my family. That's wherever you get, this is the face you're getting, whether you like it or not, wherever I go. Okay? That's integrity. Amen? So I'm not trying to be a different person. I'm not trying to hide. I'm not trying to deceive. I don't twist my language. Right? When I wake up Monday morning, I'm thinking, I'm still Dave. I'm still going to serve God. Now, of course, I realize this is what I do. This is, most of you guys aren't in my situation where ministry and job are meshed together, but even when I was in volunteer ministry for many, many years, you know, I go to work and I face the same challenges. And sometimes it'd be like, wow, he talks a lot about Jesus. Hey, Dave, you know, sometimes getting scolded on that by my manager. I can't change who I am. I think that's what we want to aim for. Amen. If we have any duplicity in our lives, I mean, we just got to be honest with ourselves and go, wow. You know, not that we have to put on a fake smile all the way. I'm not saying that. But when we get time to church, we want to be real with one another. We want to be truthful. Why do we want to be truthful? Why do we not want that barrier? Because we'll change. Because when you sit down in a group of people, or a group of Christian friends, and you're able to trust them, you're able to be honest, and things can come out. And there's kind of a relief to that, yeah? You can share on a level, and when you can trust somebody in that way, and you can open yourself and you can share, what happens is those barriers come down, and that person can speak truth into your life without fear that, oh man, they're just going to get offended and they're going to take off. And then there's growth that can happen. And that's why I love small groups. They happen, whether we structure them here, they just happen with you organically as you become friends. But for a church to really grow, gang, for us to really be the church, we've got to be truthful. We got to be honest with one another. We got to allow barriers to come down and stop putting on church face. Put on our real face and say, these are my real struggles. And not be afraid that the person go, I can't believe that you're going with that. Yeah, we're not going to do that, right? When we stop putting on that face and we're honest with one another, then we both grow. Teacher and student as well. Amen? And that's really what it's about, spiritual growth. The Apostle Paul says, what, you know, speak the truth to one another. We need to have truth, but we need to have love too, right? Speak the truth in love. And that can be hard sometimes. Because a lot of times it's a lot easier to go, oh, I love you. Oh, man, I really got to tell them something. Oh, I love you. But you don't want to hurt their feelings. But sometimes you just got to tell somebody something. Brother, you need to just wipe your nose here. Just because you don't want to walk around all Sunday like that. Sorry, Pastor Dave. I'm just... But you know what I mean? You. That's the only way we can really help each other, because God has designed us in the body of Christ to help each other grow. And that's really my heart's desire for each one of you. And hopefully you do build those friendships. Honesty builds personal integrity. You know, let's talk about work. Has any boss ever asked you to lie? You ever work for somebody and they want you to fudge the records? Or they want you to say something to a customer that's not true? Happens. It's a moment of courage. Hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, I fear God more than I fear you. I'm sorry, I cannot do this. Plus, you're probably being set up as a scapegoat that they can blame later on. There's a clue for you. Never think you're doing your boss a favor. You're getting set up. But maybe you're tempted. Maybe you're tempted to lie to a customer, right? Just get them off my back. Yes, right? Be careful. There's all these little things they add up. Every decision that we make to be dishonest, It does something to our character. If we want to be a person of integrity, then we need to begin practicing truthfulness on a regular basis. And then we become, integrity is, it's just what you become when you practice honesty in your life. And honesty and love builds the church. I have witnessed over the past several decades, that people have a certain idea of the church. You know, people that don't go to church, they have a certain picture in their minds of the church. And I've also observed that people within the church, the members of the church, they have their idea of what people outside the church think. Now, don't raise your hand, but how many of you guys think that people judge the church by the pastor? Makes sense, right? Pastor and leadership. Because you're like, you listen to me and you observe me. Most of the people that you work with, they've never heard me, they've never seen me. They only see you. They judge the church by you, not by me. They don't know me from Adam. Maybe if they listen to me on a podcast or something. This is the thing we've got to understand. When people look at us at the workplace, they see Westside, or they see whatever church you're going to. That's what they see. You are, no pressure, right? But you're pretty much the only witness. Because I have heard, and again, I'm not saying necessarily about this church, but over the years, I've heard things like, I'm not going to go to that church, so-and-so goes there, and I work with them, and they treat me horribly. They'll never give the pastor a chance. They'll never give the church experience a chance, as they're already soured because of their experience. And that's just reality. That's facts. And it happens a lot. So you think they're looking at me. They're looking at you. You're the front line, not me. I'm the equipper, yes. Do I represent Hope Chapel? Sure I do. But you have to realize how it really works, and that's how it works. And I say that because I have heard sometimes, And again, I won't tell you sources and all that kind of stuff, but I have heard Christians lie to get free stuff, right? Lying, you know, to get free stuff. And the person knows, you know, doesn't so-and-so go to this church, or doesn't so-and-so, aren't they a leader in ministry? Oh, yeah. You know what? This is a small island, ladies and gentlemen. People know each other. See, we need to understand, they're not just looking at me, they're not just looking at the church, but, you know, people know each other, and so people are looking at our lives as we're living it out in the real world.
You have been listening to Spirit Driven with Pastor David Wilson of Hope Chapel Westside. Hope Chapel Westside meets Sundays, 9 a.m. at Holomoa Elementary School in Ever Beach. If you would like more information, just visit our website at www.hopechapelwestside.net.
Hi, this is Pastor Dave from Hope Chapel Westside. If this broadcast has been helping you learn the Bible and grow spiritually, we would love to hear from you. We would also be grateful for any financial support to keep us on the air. If you'd like to contact us or give a donation, please go to hopechapelwestside.net and leave us a message, or send a donation on our giving page. God bless you, and have a great week in the Lord.